Well, good afternoon or good morning, wherever you be in these United States or the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterode Show, True Seeker of the Far North, way up north. Beautiful, partly cloudy today, and it's about 20 degrees. And we're running 11 hours and 40 minutes of daylight. It gets down to December 21st, down to 5 hours and about 30 minutes. So we're way beyond twice as much daylight. It's coming up at 8:19 and going down at basically 8 p.m. So, boy, that's we're gaining 5 hours and 45 seconds a day. It may not seem much to these lower 48 folks, but, boy, if you live in Alaska, to have more than twice as much of sunshine up here is quite an adjustment. Rocky's looking for Bullwinkle. Some of the people probably know that. I killed a full-size moose here about a little over a week ago with my little Dodge van. Hitting broadside. I met somebody with really bright dims, and just as soon as the car passed, I looked up about 20, maybe 30 feet. I could see under the belly of a moose. And that's a pretty, that's one picture. I do have a photographic memory, sort of. I used to have one as a kid, but I definitely got a photo of that one. No doubt about it. That's going to go to my deathbed with me. That, what a shocker. My little van didn't make it. But luckily, the moose was so big, so large, that I clipped the legs underneath him. But when he came, he caved in the front windshield. It blew up, and the back window blew out from the concussion of hitting a truck, but the top of the van did not make it. The left door part, it under the weight of this moose, he was probably, who knows, 1,200, 1,500, I don't know. He's full-grown moose. So, anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Got to have some astounding information today. I hope you're sitting down. We'll be back in a minute.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Well, we're back for a break here, and like I was talking about Bullwinkle here, he didn't make it. I was able to coast on down the road and get off of the highway, so I never did meet the troopers. I cut up pretty bad, but ribs bunged up and all that other nonsense. So I did not realize that the windshields on the front that are supposed to, that don't supposedly come apart, have a jillion little shards of slivers of glass when you really pop them good. And I'm still getting glass out of me. We were a week and a half or so later, so that's not that glass is not totally safe. Thank goodness I had my eyes closed. I got cut up from it. But anyway, that's that. Like I say, Rocky's pissed. No more Bullwinkle. Band didn't make it. I made it. Hey, if you can walk away, count your blessings. So anyway, what I'm going to talk about today is too astounding. I mean, there's so many things that just shock the conscience of what's going on in the world. It's just, it just shocks the conscience. But two issues I'm going to talk about today is, one is this carbon dioxide that supposedly the Supreme Court found is a pollutant. Carbon dioxide, used in photosynthesis by plants. I think they also give it off, too, but it's used by plants. And we, the people, which I think we have some sort of a right to exist, we expel carbon dioxide, so I guess we're pollutants too. This is just beyond belief. Just the issue of the carbon dioxide as a pollutant should wake up somebody, but there's something extremely more interesting than that, and that's about the struggle of power going on. The other thing that I'm going to talk about later on in the program is a two-edged sword that's sitting in the Supreme Court of the United States, the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment issue in the Heller case was upheld that the people up there had the right to have their firearms. They couldn't withhold them. But there's a whole lot more going on because that issue was strictly within the district. And that's where Congress has plenary power. They operate as one of the several states and as a federal government. And they're trying to, there's an application now, of course, going on McDonnell versus City of Chicago, which is in the Supreme Court. And I'm going to talk about the oral arguments in that. I didn't get as much time here before the show started, but there is privileges and immunities of the Constitution are at stake against a fictitious adopted 14th Amendment. So that's really a two-edged sword. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. And they didn't ask the right question again, which is not surprising anymore with the corruption that's going on in our coup d'etat government here, total overthrow. But I'm going to talk about the EPA first. It's amazing how this information is sitting out there. I'm sure it's made the news. I don't have a TV that works, but it's made the Anchorage Daily News a couple of times now, and it's made New York Times, and it's talking about the fact of this carbon. The Supreme Court made this ruling. They just jumped off the cliff and said, we got global warming. No facts were brought in on that, and they just jumped off, and so we are going to stop pollutants, and so one of the six gases is carbon dioxide. Hoo-ha. So the Supreme Court did their little trick. But the really astounding part, from that particular Supreme Court case, we have two struggles of power. we have the EPA that says, oh, by the way, we are going to regulate carbon dioxide. We're just going to go off and do it. Congress, Senator Lisa Murkowski, which she's nothing, but she's arguing the right issue, but she's not really telling the whole truth. But, of course, these guys are all over the place, and these politics, these politicians, they're a den of vipers, most of them. They're not, the only time that they're, you can tell that they're not lying is when they're dead or their mouth shut. Not that I'm wishing them dead, but it's just unbelievable what they get away with, how they tell partial truths disguised as though they are a Sir Galahad riding forward on a white stallion. So we got her. She's on the energy committee, and she grilled. This was in the Daily, the New York Times. She grilled. Oh boy, hoo ha! We have them hearings. She, the administrator, Lisa Jackson of the EPA. Now this is a statement right out of the New York Times. It says Alaska Representative Senator Lisa Murkowski today grilled USA EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson on what the senator called conflicting statements on whether the agency's leader would prefer to curb greenhouse gases during using regulations or legislation. My goodness, do we not have any type of a clue what's going on here? Is the carbon dioxide going to be controlled by EPA, which has jumped in and it did a regulation, and it was final in December 15, 2009, last year. They took that Supreme Court case and away they went. We are going to regulate carbon dioxide. Well, if you start regulating carbon dioxide, especially all these lawyers, they say, oh, well, we're just going to start on the big polluters, the powerhouses and all of that stuff. Well, of course, cars emit carbon dioxide. Everything emits carbon dioxide, basically. So, you know, if you let the camel in the tent, you know where you're going, right? You're going to have the camel in the tent and no tent. But what is more astounding, if we have a constitutional republic, we're supposed to have Congress making the laws. We're supposed to have the executive executing those laws. We're supposed to have the judicial that interprets them and enforces them. So how did we get this fourth branch here? How can the EPA come along and go head nose to nose right with Congress and say, hey, we're going to do this. We don't need you, Congress. We're going to do it. My golly, Ned, why? And it's right in the newspaper. I mean, they're telling it like it is. Which way, who's going to do it, the EPA or Congress? That should shock somebody, because the question is, where did the EPA get any constitutional authority to say we can regulate the carbon dioxide in opposition to, quote, a law being passed by Congress? That should shock people. They don't have a clue. How would they have a clue? Because when I went to school, I'm sure when you did too, I was lied to. I was told we have three branches. They're still teaching that today in school. We only got three branches. Really? Well, if we got three branches, I asked the question, where does EPA fit in the three branches? They're not Congress. I'll think. They're not the executive. That's supposed to be the president and those folks over there doing that, doing what Congress said. The EPA is saying, no, we're not going to do what Congress says. We're going to do what we want to do. How can that be? How can that even be possible? Herein lies the root of the complete problems of America. We are being run by mercenaries called agencies. They have been hired by Congress. They have been hired by the legislatures. And they rule us by regulation. We have ATF. They do regulations. Do they have the force and effect of law? No. EPA. I wonder if their regulations have the force and effect of law. No, they don't. Does anybody have any idea, though, how you would go about attacking something like this? It seems like none of the senators and representatives do. They have enforced something that I'm going to talk about here. There is something, when I lay the groundwork here, that Congress has done. The representatives have done it. But the Senate hasn't done it yet, to control an agency. There is a way to actually control it. But why would Congress go up against EPA and say, hey, we have to tell you you can't do it, and then we have to have a vote to shut you down? Otherwise, EPA wins. Can you believe this? This couldn't be happening, could it? Well, guess what? That's why this one here is an absolute, absolute great example of what's going on. Before we get farther, Eric, and you on the line here, you got a comment or question about what I'm talking about?
Yeah. In fact, remember the series called Connections? It was back in the 80s, a British guy by the name of James Burke. Connections was all about what we're talking about, only in the context of innovations. So what I'm going to tell you is Andrew Card, who was the Bush Laden, the junior skull and bones Bush Laden chief of staff, a Roman Catholic school in Florida, Ave Maria University. It's a Roman Catholic Jesuit University. They interviewed Andrew Card, and Andrew Card said he was addressing this the most momentous day of our lives.
Okay, well, hold that thought. I'm not sure how what you're talking about here, what your point is yet, but we got to go to break here. Got to pay some bills. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, well, we're back from break here, and we're talking about the EPA and agencies. And, Eric, I don't know any of these people you're talking about, so you want to make your point about the EPA or agencies here? With, I don't know any of the thing what you're talking about right now. Go ahead.
All right. The White House Chief of Staff, Andrew Card, under the previous Bush administration, told an audience, a Roman Catholic audience, on the radio, that it's the Chief of Staff that directs President. And wouldn't you know that Andrew Card stated on 9/11, he told the president, we are under attack, we are at war. So whenever a president declares war, and the Congress didn't do it, by the way, they purportedly delegated that constitutionally mandated duty to the president. So the president, either by executive order or some other action of the president, declares war, then the president can direct the entire government apparatus. And that, unfortunately, has been the case ever since World War II. Every president that came into office has one way or another declared war or a state of emergency. So they can euphemistically say the war on cancer, the war on drugs, the war on poverty, whatever war they want to make it to be. That somehow satisfies Congress.
Well, it's all an illusion because Congress is supposed to declare war, but they never do.
Right, but what I'm saying
I would concur. So your point is that the president, the Congress is not following the Constitution. Is that the point here with concerning war?
In fact, everything the executive branch does, I learned years ago, is predicated upon Congress's authorization. Congress has to authorize the president executive privilege or executive orders, which is a privilege, PDDs, presidential decision directives, etc. Congress can override that, too. Congress can override the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they are doing a lot of that through the plans and stuff, and they get around and they give him the authority to do his executive orders, and the executive orders reaches back through the agency, and that is true, yes. So, do you have any other comment that has to do with agencies, with what we're talking about here?
Yeah, because the president can delegate authority to the agency, and the U.S. Supreme Court, if we don't challenge it for what it is, a rogue entity of a rogue government that we need to rein in, and we are the sovereigns. They are not the sovereigns. Just like this book that I got in my hand, the Citizens Rule Book Jury Handbook I got from Jack McLan. It tells you right there, we have more power than all the judges put together.
We do if we have a properly constituted grand jury. And all of that, I mean, there's an awful lot that I'm extremely familiar with that, but I want to keep it just on point today with agencies here, because that's the issue, is that people do not understand we have a fourth branch, and we have a challenge of power between Congress and these agencies, and that's the point that I'm trying to make today. So
we're going to have to come together, Ralph, as a unified force. You know, the Tea Party people, We're going to have to organize at the grassroots level like the Guardians of the Free Republics are doing now. We have to organize.
Absolutely. No, we're done. I thank you, but I'm not supporting the Guardians. I don't want any of that. I don't want to do anything with it. I'm on Republic Broadcasting, and I'm not going against what Sam Kennedy's doing, but no airtime is going to be for that. But thanks for calling. Anyway, getting back to what I'm talking about here, the EPA, because this is really important. We have to establish facts, a foundation, before we can start to get the knowledge and understand what's going on here. And Lisa Murkowski has confirmed that the greenhouse emissions can be controlled by the EPA with regulations or by Congress by legislation. And then we got to get the good Dianne Feinstein. This is the way they actually lie, by sort of omission or gray area. This is what the great Dianne Feinstein, Democrat out of California, said. EPA explains its plans. I believe my colleagues will increasingly realize that the agency is proceeding in a deliberate and legally defensible fashion. Really, legally defensible. Beginning with facilities already subject to regulation. That's true because Congress gave them a carte blanche over clean air, anything to rape, pillage, or plunder clean air. Tackling only the largest polluters at this time, and developing a long-term approach to emissions that is cost-effective and flexible as the law permits. As the law permits. Really. She added, she thinks that it's a wrong approach for the members of Congress to attempt to strip EPA of its regulatory authority. What is its regulatory authority? Anybody have any idea can articulate and prove it? What is EPA's regulatory authority? Where did they come from? I'm still trying to figure out how EPA fits in a tripartite government. How can anybody challenge Congress? That'll be a wake-up call. We have a power struggle here. EPA says, hey, we can do it. Congress says, no, we can do it. Where did the EPA come from? And how do you expose them for what they are? Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Okay, well, we're back for break here. I'm going to lay the groundwork for the agency and EPA. We're getting into that. I got a caller here, Guy in Arizona. Go ahead. You got a question or comment on what we're talking about?
Yeah, Guy in Arkansas there, Ralph. Yeah, do you your comments, they jog the memory of me here. Right after 9/11, there was published a flow chart early in 2002. And I got a copy of it. If you don't have it, I'll try and dig it up and send you one. But it laid out all the agencies, Congress and the legislators, and all the agencies were flowcharted to be directly under the command of the president, the executive office. And it shows it, this flowchart shows clearly that Congress is in a box by itself with no flow lines touching it whatsoever, as well as judiciary. And this flowchart was to demonstrate that when they passed the Patriot Act, that all the agencies came under direct control of the president, and it was through him that made all the commands and decisions to be filtered down through the agencies as to how and what they do. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, and if it has any bearing on your conversation today, well, great. If not, well, I'm sorry for your time.
Well, no, it's a good thing, and that's a misnomer because the I'll just give you the overview of what they do here. The Congress creates agencies, and then Congress says, supposedly, and it's over 437 times in the IRS code, they say to the secretary, go promulgate regulations. So they said to the EPA, you go and promulgate regulations to control clean air. So it's like Congress says, we want a house built, and they hire the agencies, and they say, you go build me a house, and you do it by regulations. And then how this works, I'll pull up the exact thing here, then how this works, which is they've already, that's why this is such a great example, is once these regulations are out there, there is only one type that we're interested in, subsidy regulations. Beta, and that's the ones that actually have the force and effect of law to bind you or me. Now, FDR had the same problem. He created, that's where all of these agencies really just got out. I mean, they came out of the woodwork. He created agency after agency after agency after agency. And as soon as he got them going, he found out in the banking industry and the radio industry, there are separate little miniature governments. That's right in the congressional record. So he authorized a research. He said, I need to know what we're going to do about these agencies. Because we've created little miniature governments, a headless fourth branch of government. This is right in the book that the FDR blessed. So this is a great book, 400 and some pages. It's the only book, one of the few that I sent out for $100 donation. I have it in a PDF. He blessed it and said, this is great. This is really what's going on. This is blessed by FDR. So, let me finish here. So, sure. So what they did is they had to figure out some way when they created these little miniature governments, these headless little fourth branches of government, such as the EPA and such as all these other ones. So what they do is Congress said, and this is right in the congressional record too, they wanted to control what the executives were doing. They wanted to usurp executive power. That's in the congressional record. So what they did, they created agencies, and they say, you go make regulations. And they couldn't pass the Walter Logan bill in 1940 when FDR was alive because there wasn't any real firm subsidy rulemaking in there, the ones that have force and effect of law. So that was vetoed by President Roosevelt. And then in 1946, after he died, but they'd been working on this over 10 years, they passed the Administrative Procedures Act. In this, they said, there's only one type of regulation that has a mandated formal procedure process. It's called subsidy regulation or substantive. Some people pronounce it subsidy or substantive. So substantive is the preferred. So, and they said this was the mandated formal processing because when an agency actually follows this mandated procedural process, the final result has exactly the same force and effect of law as though Congress had passed a law, voted on it, and the president had signed it. Now, that's a pretty astounding issue, isn't it? So we don't know that what we haven't been told, which they admit to in the congressional record, they created a fourth branch of government. And this mandated in the Federal Register process, formal rulemaking it's called, because it's just like Congress. Congress has to at least vote on this stuff. We know they don't read it. And the president either has to sign or they send it back and they override the veto. That's something, the formal lawmaking, that's one part they haven't been able to screw up yet. They at least have to put their name or their number, you know, say yay or nay. The EPAs, these agencies, what they have to do, which is equivalent to Congress voting and the president signing, and this is today codified in 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D. And what these agencies must do, they are mandated to state in a proposed rule, it's just like a bill that Congress would put out, they have to say in the proposed rule, this is what we're doing, this is our statutory authority, and we are going to abide by the formal rulemaking process of 553 little B. We are going to give the public notice. We're going to wait 30 days for all your comments. You have at least 30 days to comment. And then at the end of that, we are going to take all comments under advisement. We will republish it back in. We will again say we are abiding by the formal rulemaking because we're going to make something equivalent to a statute. We're going to say that it has to be stated in the Federal Register. Says we're going to abide by 5 U.S.C. 553B. We have to address all of your comments, all of the public. We want to hear from you. We're not going to do what you want, probably, but at least we're going to hear from you. And as soon as we get it published, then we have to wait 30 days before it becomes effective to give you time to get your house in order or to take it to court. Our only remedy is to go to court. Now, what Congress did, I got to dig this out here, get up here, I got talking, and to get some control, and this is what FDR was struggling with, he unleashed all these agencies, the New Deal. He couldn't have any way to control them. Excuse me. And Congress couldn't either, because they usurp executive power and congressional power. They're their own little miniature governments, independent governments. So this is in 5 U.S.C. 800 series here. I'm going to see if I can pull it up here quickly. While we're talking on this subject, I was going to be a little later here, but let's see if I can get it up. And what they can do, and this is in 5 U.S.C., and it is in, where is it here? It's on my throat. Here it is. It's in 5 U.S.C., United States Code, 802. This is what Congress does. When these regulations are promulgated in the Federal Register, Congress has 60 days. And if Congress does not pass a joint resolution within 60 days. That regulation goes in and has full force and effect of law as a statute if it's not challenged. Presuming that it was a subsidy regulation. Well, the EPA, the illusion that's going on today, Congress created Homeland Security. And they gave him a pass. Oh, by the way, you don't have to abide by the formal rulemaking. You just look like you're doing it. You go ahead and give the people a comment and allow them to do all this stuff. But it's like Congress saying, well, you don't really have to vote on it. You just look like you're going to do it. And the president really don't have to sign it. But we'll all get together and we'll just say a yay or nay and nobody counts votes. And there's no signatures. Well, you said, oh, wait a minute. You can't do that. That'd be fraud, wouldn't it? So what they've done to the same thing to the EPA, they said, oh, by the way, you do not have to do the formal rulemaking to make subsidy rules and regulations that are the same as a statute. The people are so stupid. They're not going to know, or they're ignorant or literate. We're not going to tell them. We will not explain to the people. We have a fourth branch out here that is a total outside the Constitution, nothing to do with the tripartite government. And that's what's going on today. We have this absolute power. So the EPA comes out and says, oh, by the way, we're going to charge forward. Well, they have a House joint resolution that's sitting there right now, and it specifically attacks that Federal Register of December 15, 2009. It's actually sitting there right now. Senate hasn't opened one up, but the House of Representatives has. They actually have one that's sitting there. And let's see, it's House Joint Resolution number 66. So it's saying, hey, we want the power back into Congress to do this because this is too explosive. And the people might catch on here because we're going to shut down, if we start regulating all of the carbon dioxide, they're going to kill our manufacturing might. Now, also explained in this book that FDR did, why the headless fourth branch, and the name that most people recognize, and the problem that we find ourselves in, the word bureaucrat. A bureaucrat is an agency employee. Now, what makes them dangerous, like the EPA? All of those people making all of those regulations, we have no idea. They're doing it behind closed doors, number one. Number two, they're not accountable to the people. Even Senator Murkowski was quoted in the New York Times, I think that this should be done by somebody that the people can hold accountable. What a novel idea in a constitutional republic. If we have a true constitutional republic, nobody, without exception, can have any authority over your life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, including property, if you cannot directly trace that authority to that person from you through the Constitution or through amendments. That's the test. That's the same as if I'm a Christian. My test is, am I abiding by the Ten Commandments? That's my standard of review. That's where I start from. That's the same test with the EPA. Well, Congress, because it's not taught, I guarantee you, I don't even think it's probably taught in college. They're still teaching those people to go to law school, that these attorneys that are suffering from an inferior legal education, and we got three branches of government. There are a few of them that wise up, but not a lot. But they can't go there. But this is the total thing in play, and now Congress is saying, by House Joint Resolution, we want to stop the EPA. But the question is Congress going to do it? Congress has to actually vote to take the power back from the EPA that they gave illegally. Can you believe that? That's unbelievable. And that's in play right now. And that's going on. It's shocking. So, I don't know, is Richard, you still there? I guess Richard fell off here.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess Richard fell off.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, well, you understand what I've been saying here? Was it Guy I was talking to?
I was holding on, waiting for you to give me a break to make another comment there, Ralph.
Okay, well, you got me wound up because
I didn't want to. I didn't want to interrupt you, you know. And so anyway,
you asked a question that requires all of that to give a complete answer, because that's what I was trying to get across. This is all playing out right now. The Supreme Court made a ruling that's illegal because it didn't have the foundation, and the EPA took it, and away they went and said, we're going to control it without Congress. And Congress says, no, wait a minute, you can't do that. And I just explained the process. Anyway, go with your follow-up question or whatever. Comment. Oh, okay. Well, I guess, okay. Well, I guess he hung up. I guess I overwhelmed him, which I tend to do. But that is the crux of why this is so important. I have never, and I'm sure they happen, but I haven't seen one that's right out there with the Congress openly taking on an agency and the Congress openly filing a joint resolution saying, no, you can't do this. It's us. Really? Imagine Congress has to passed by a majority, a House joint resolution, and they got all kinds of extremely limited time, only 10 hours to talk. They put all kinds of constraints so that basically when the agency is challenged in Congress, you're almost going to have no time for anybody to say anything. It's let's vote it up or let's vote it down, and shut up, we don't want to know. You believe this? That's in Title 5, United States Code 800 series. And 802 is what is going on today. We have a direct challenge between the Congress and an agency. How could that be? How could an agency challenge Congress? And Congress can't win unless it gets a majority to take back the, quote, power to regulate carbon dioxide. That should be a wake-up call. That'll be people talking. But you see this stuff on the news little clips. Well, we got the EPA doing this, and Senator Murkowski's really pounding on her. She's grilling this gal. Hoo-ha. Makes it look really good. Why don't you tell us the real truth? First of all, the EPA has no constitutional authority to even exist to do what they're doing. That's why that Medina that was running for governor in Texas was right on to throw the EPA out. That's what we should do in all these, quote, several states, even though they technically aren't in power right now because nobody knows what they are either. Throw the darn EPA out. They have no authority, folks, to do what they do. Congress got around and said, oh, by the way, we're going to exempt you because, you see, we don't teach it in school. We don't teach it in college. Why would anybody complain? They don't know how this system works. And where do you find this exemption? Shh, don't tell nobody. A secret, too. This is in Title 42, United States Code 7607. 42 USC 7607. By the way, EPA is exempt. Back in a minute.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Well, we're back from break here, and talking about the EPA and why this is so important. This is just absolutely astounding. And this December 15th, 2009, by the way, I put it out on my special list and highlighted it, but it's also available off the Federal Register homepage. It's 74FR66496. 74FR66496. Absolutely astounding information. And that's just what's so frustrating is, I know I can't compete with football and baseball and basketball and all the other stuff, but I'm telling you what, folks, this affects all of us. We're all going over Niagara Falls, and it's not going to be a pretty landing if we don't stop this stuff. This is in, if you understand what's going on, it's absolutely astounding. This is in 74FR66504. By the way, that's December 15th. You have to put in, and it's year 2009. You have to put in 2009. It says right here. This is on page 66504. 74FR66504. EPA is denying the request to undertake an on-the-record formal rulemaking. EPA is under no obligation to follow the extraordinarily rarely used formal rulemaking provisions of the APA. Really? Well, then why in the heck do we have it? FDR thought it was a good thing. Why we needed something, they hadn't got the formal rulemaking, but he agreed that we got to figure out some way to bring these agencies to heel. That's in his book. Or in the research, and he blessed it. And what they say here, following on down, first, the CAA, which is the Clean Air Act, Section 307D, which I still haven't been able to actually track that down. I put in several calls to those clean air folks back there, and they have a recording. They don't want to talk to anybody. Clearly states that the rulemaking provisions of The Clean Air Act, Section 307D, not APA, 553 through 557, apply to certain actions such as this one. Now, stop and think about this. Let's just engage the brain here for a minute. Okay, well, if that's true, why do they have another part of the APA, the 5, Section 80, United States Code 802, and put in a joint resolution and say we want to stop the APA? Oh, so we just get, Congress just gets to pick and choose the, quote, administrative legislative process. The only place you'll ever see it is in the Federal Register. The Federal Register is the same exact thing, if you can accept the idea that we have agencies, as statutes at large are to Congress. So for Congress, if you want to look a law up, even though they're not laws of the United States, another issue, but if you want to go what Congress has been up to, we go to the statutes at large. If you want to see what an agency is up to, you have to get into the Federal Register. The abstract summary is in the Code of Federal Regulations, but it does not tell you if it has forced effective law. They mix it all up all together. You have to go to the Federal Register. And the Federal Register Committee, under the direct authority of Congress out of the Federal Register Act of 1935, which is found in the 1 CFRs, gave mandates. And if you know where there are, blows the EPA right out of the water. Blows the IRS. Easily proven now. All of the regulations re-promulgated by the IRS are nothing more than smoke. There never was any fire. That couldn't be in America, could it? 300 plus million people, and very few people know this? Really? We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned, and we're going to get into also the Second Amendment, why we're in trouble there. But they ain't getting me gun. Take my word for it. Back in a minute.
With